Welcome to another episode of the Gonzo Chronicles. Turn that down just a little bit. This is Cyrus Alderwood, your usual host. Today is March 10th, 2021, the year of the mullet, the year of the $1,400 check. 7 o'clock at night. So some of you are going to have to like miss Jeopardy to listen to this. And I'm sure you're brokenhearted. She smoked more reefer than you. And she can't find no reefer. She just don't know what to do. I got a reefer smoking woman. All right. Enough of that blues hammer. Hey, speaking of reefer smoking woman, I used to know this girl who smoked so much. I swear, what a Chiba monkey. It's all she ever did, man. Smoke it up here, there, a little bit everywhere. I'm surprised that girl could hold a job. I'll not name names. I'm just saying I'm surprised. Like I said, welcome to another episode of the Gonzo Chronicles. We're going to get a little weird tonight, as if we're not usually kind of a little offbeat anyway. But we're going to talk about aliens and alien abductions. I've been watching way too much stuff this week on TV on the History Channel and the Travel Channel. I think earlier today I saw something about cattle mutilations. Yeah, people blaming aliens because it had to be that technology, because who the hell could drain blood from a cow in the middle of a field and not leave a drop of blood behind? It's a good question. It's either an alien or a vampire, or it could be a blood-sucking lawyer. Yeah, I can hear that can happen. But, you know, when you think about it, like this, I love this topic. Aliens, UFOs. So think about it. Alien abductions. Would you want to believe that it's possible that aliens are abducting people? Or is it just a figment of people's imagination, lucid dreaming, night terrors, mental illness? There's all kinds of reasons why somebody could claim these things. But for as long as there have been UFO stories, there have been abduction stories. Believe them if you want. Don't believe them. That's entirely up to you. However, these stories are fascinating, and whether you like it or not, probably if you're listening to this show, you're fascinated by it too. And, you know, these types of stories have played a big part in our pop culture. And that just shows the popularity of these stories, how frightening they can be, and maybe to some degree that we want to look out there in space and, you know, think that we're not the only intelligent being in the universe. But have you ever heard of these movies? Think about this. Most of the movies, even if you look at things like Star Trek and Star Wars, everybody's a fan of at least one of those. Or most, anyway. But think about all these other movies that have just kind of been part of a huge part of our pop culture. Maybe you've heard of some of these. Independence Day. Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Fire in the Sky. The Fourth Kind, which was a great movie. War of the Worlds. I mean, how many remakes have we seen of that? Village of the Damned. Now, that was creepy as hell, too. Also, one of my favorite movies from several years back, a Mel Gibson flick, Signs. And then one of my all-time favorites, Invasion of the Body Snatchers. There was another really great one that had, I want to say Scarlett Johansson in it. Under the Skin was the name of it. It actually tells the story from the aliens' perspective. Then, of course, there's Communion, which was based on Whitley Strieber's claim, his claimed experience when he was living in upstate New York. Then there's a really great movie that makes its way to the Sci-Fi Channel from time to time called Dark Skies. And who can ever forget Kurt Russell in The Thing? I mean, those are just some of the more terrifying movies about aliens and alien abductions. But the question is, do you believe these with all these stories that we've had over the years? And I'm just going to like mention just maybe a handful of these on this show. And then I'm going to kind of pick your brain. I want your feedback. What you think. Because there are thousands of abduction stories out there. Thousands. There's no way you could do one show, one episode on this topic and actually do it justice. So I think maybe in the future, after I mention a few of these, I may cherry pick a handful and do like an entire show on one abduction and like the full research that I would do on it, what I found. And maybe some odd ones that maybe the vast majority of people have not heard of. I kind of like those stories. But some of these that I'm going to mention, we've all heard of. Betty and Barney Hill. I mean, now there's a crazy one, right? But let's talk a little bit about Betty and Barney Hill. I was doing some reading online here. September of 1961, Betty and Barney Hill driving home from their honeymoon, they went to Niagara Falls. And while driving down this dark road, they noticed they were being followed by this strange light. And they actually, what happened afterwards is very confusing and one of the best documented UFO cases and abduction cases ever, because anytime you talk about alien abductions, this is the first one people talk about. They had two missing hours. So what happened in those missing hours of this newlywed couple? What are the strange dreams and memories that they said they had recovered? So what happened? I mean, they come out of this, you know, missing time and claiming basically the same dreams and seeing the same beings hovering over them, gray aliens, per se, as they're called. But nonetheless, 2 hours went by of missing time that no one has ever been able to explain. Now, we may never know the answer. Both of them, Betty and Barney, they went through hypnosis. And some of the answers that people claim, researchers claim, came to light. But Betty, she was insistent that she and her husband had been abducted by aliens. She was so insistent and so detailed in her description that government agencies approached them and started taking their abduction claims seriously. That's who knows what really happened that night in 1961. Was it an alien abduction? If you're familiar with that case, which, you know, a lot of people are at least vaguely familiar, have heard of it, but if you're somebody out there that's done research on it, I'd love to get your feedback on what you think. Was it real, not real? One of the things that drew such attention at the time to Betty and Barney Hill and their claims was they were a mixed-race couple. And during that period of time, that was incredibly taboo, very controversial, and a lot of people claimed that they were just doing that for attention. You know, I don't think so, but why would they? I mean, they get enough negative attention at that time, and coming back from their honeymoon, the last thing they thought would occur would be an alien abduction. But nonetheless, here we are. I mentioned the movie Fire in the Sky. Well, that was a movie based off the case of Travis Walton. And many of you that listen to this show probably have seen this movie. It's a case where a lot of people, I guess, were sitting on the fence whether they believe this or whether or not. I guess it really just comes down to your own feelings as you watch the movie or, you know, read details about the actual case. But nonetheless, in 1975, Travis Walton, he was a forestry worker in Arizona. And one night they were out in the woods, Walton and I think it was five or six co-workers. They see this really strange craft in the sky. Walton somehow was knocked out, and his friends, they ran. But when they came back to get Walton, he was gone. Like, they couldn't find him. They looked everywhere. Could not find Travis Walton. Walton was missing for 5 days before he turned up. Now, over the years, this guy has stuck to his story. He goes around to UFO conferences all the time talking about this, talking about his case, his experience, what he remembered. He stuck to his story about his abduction, including saying that he saw gray aliens and human-alien hybrids. But in the meantime, he failed a couple lie detector tests that others had passed, his friends had passed. And which, you know, at that point, people were saying, hey, he's lying. But it doesn't necessarily mean you're lying. It's, you know, I don't know the ins and outs of lie detector tests, but I do know that they tell you not to be nervous during these because it could come up and register false information. So the whole case was really messy, but really, really interesting if you read about it. At least make sure you watch the movie Fire in the Sky based on his experiences. So that was a very famous one. Here's one that's a little closer to modern times, but not terribly close. I was in college at the time. The Ming Zhigao incident. This is over in China, actually. And this is another alien abduction story that happened in 1994. A man by the name of Ming Zhigao, he says that he and a relative were traveling in the Red Flag Forest. And I'm not sure exactly where the hell that would be in China, because China is freaking huge. But anyway, he and a relative were walking through the Red Flag Forest, and they noticed they were being followed by a strange object in the sky. He said he watched it come down. And then following that, Ming Zhigao, if I'm saying his name right, says that he was harassed by these entities aboard the craft. So he was abducted and just harassed by them the whole time they had him on board. He says that he was taken from his home again and forced to have sex with aliens, which was the weird part. Like, when I was reading this, I'm like, well, okay, so he's forced, in the words of this article I read, copulate. But he says that he was abducted from his home again, even after that, and forced to copulate with the aliens. In one incident, he said that they showed him Mars and said that was, they claimed that was their home world. But as we know, there's nothing living on Mars. We just have Perseverance sending photos back, which I talked about a couple of episodes ago. But it's really interesting that, you know, that he would claim that then, but now we know there's no life on Mars. Unless there's something living underground that we don't know about, because at least we know that there were valleys where there were riverbeds and oceans. However, the UFO communities in China apparently are divided on whether this guy is full of crap or not. It's about half and half. Yeah, a lot of them think it actually occurred. Others think that what he's saying is false. Not really saying that he's outright lying, but he's just absolutely mistaken, maybe having issues mentally. But he actually drew a picture of the... I wish I could show this. We had a video, but we don't, of the alien on board. Now, another one that popped up is one of the more popular ones, was the Pascagoula abduction in 1973. I guess the 1970s was a popular time for alien abductions. All right. That's when, was it Village of the Damned? Did that come out in the 70s? I know Invasion of the Body Snatchers was the 70s. Close Encounters of the Third Kind, I think that was late 70s. But anyway, maybe they, you know, I don't know. Maybe like Mutton Chops, who knows. But in 1973, these two guys, these co-workers, Calvin Parker and Charles Hickinson, they claimed they were abducted by aliens while fishing in Pascagoula. I guess a lake there. They said that they were, that while they were fishing, they heard a strange noise. They saw these two blue flashing lights and then a large object hovering over them, right? But they said that they were also conscious for the abduction. So the two of them, they described these creatures that had these robotic slit mouths, as they claimed, and then also, as they said, crab-like pincers, taking them aboard the craft. But while they were there, the pair also, they said they were put through examinations. Now, I don't know if this is the dreaded alien probe or anal probe or not, but it's, you know, a lot of people are skeptical whether this happened or not. To this day, you know, this is still kind of an incident that was still somewhat discussed now and again. You see somebody on a podcast once in a while talking about it. But, you know, those things, nonetheless, they're weird. But let's get a little bit weirder, shall we? Let's actually go to somebody that had some credibility in this world. All right. Enough of that. That's cheesy. All right. There's this guy by the name of Kirsan. I'm going to butcher the hell out of this name, so I'm going to spell it. Ilyumzhinov. Ilyumzhinov? Well, who the hell is this cat, you're wondering, right? Of all the people to claim of an alien abduction, this guy seems like the most least likely cat in the world to say this. Because he is a world-class chess player, and I think he at one point was president of the World Chess Federation. This guy's a multimillionaire and was the former president of a Russian republic. So at one point in time, they even floated his name around a few years ago to be head of FIFA, the World Soccer Organization. Because I guess when you think soccer, you think strategy and whatever. But get this guy's story. This is like Back to the Future, right? Remember that movie from the 80s? So in a scene from that, this guy recalls that in 1997, these aliens that were wearing yellow spacesuits came to the bedroom of his Moscow appointment, yanked him into a spaceship waiting that was up in orbit over the planet, like outside of, you know, orbiting the Earth. During his time in space, the aliens, I guess, supposedly took him to other planets, and it gave him the impression that chess was actually introduced to humans by aliens. Now, why would he get that impression? That to me, that was weird, okay, to start off with. And, you know, I thought they brought pro wrestling to the Earth. That was my thought. But since returning to the Earth, he has voiced concerns that he might have told the extraterrestrials state secrets during his abduction. And I guess at the time in you know, Vladimir Putin's Russia, that's a no-no, right? But the most bizarre aspect of the story is not these claims are made on television while he was president. He did. He made these claims live on television while he was president of a Russian republic. But it didn't end his career in politics. You know, so I thought, wow, that's some interesting stuff, man. That is very interesting stuff. And there's actually more of these that I found, and I'm going to get into some of these at a later time. But talk about just weird stuff. Now, in the you know, in the case of this guy, the fact that he said aliens, he got the impression that chess was introduced to humans by aliens. Well, the guy is fascinated. You know, obviously, he spent his whole life focusing on chess. So, could it have been a dream, a very lucid dream, a drug-induced dream? I don't know what this guy does in his private life. Is he dropping acid, and then his flashback was, yeah, hey, this is what I saw, but it's something that happened at a party in 1992. I don't know. A little too much vodka for the guy, perhaps. Nonetheless, it didn't really end his political career, I don't think. But, yeah, that was in 97, and the guy was, like I said, a president of a country, a millionaire, multimillionaire, and a world-class chess player. Now, that's crazy. I mean, these types of stories that are out there. I'm going to ask you, this audience needs to toss some feedback here once in a while. What kind of topics do you want to hear about? Do you have an alien abduction story that you've heard of that you would like to, me and maybe another guest do some research on, talk about? Is it true? Is it not true? Toss some opinions out there on some of these incidents. Some of them are so high profile, you have to say one way or the other. Do I believe that there's, can aliens abduct people? If they're floating around out there, possibly. I'm sure they could if that kind of technology exists. Why would they? I guess that's the question. And maybe there's some other questions. There's so many questions that get into the topic of aliens, alien abductions, Are they visiting here? What do they want? Why interest in humans? You know, where do they come from in the universe? Or how are they getting here? Portals, perhaps? I don't know. What do you think? From any of these cases, Betty and Barney Hill, to the Pascagoula incident, to the events in China and Russia, do you believe alien abductions are real? If so, why? If not, why not? Let's hear some answers. I'd love to share your thoughts on an upcoming episode. Drop me an email, cyrus.alderwood@gmail.com, or follow me over on Facebook. Just search for the Gonzo Chronicles. I've got a page there. And you can follow me on online at cyrusalderwood.com. I'm so piss poor at updating that website. Sorry about that. I'll eventually get around to it. I've been saying that for the last 3 months. But, hey, you know, don't give up on it yet. Thanks again for everybody who tunes in on a regular basis. I've noticed that the audience keeps growing a little bit, and I certainly appreciate everybody the time you spend listening to the show. Sometimes even the long ones, man, some of them go out for a while. But thanks again, and thanks to the folks who have helped make the show a better show, the guests we've had on, the people who give topics, suggestions, and even you know the logo and some of the artwork and some of the folks that have helped with the books as well. If you want to check out one of my books, I would love for you to check out the Gonzo Chronicles series. That the first one is actually called A Martian We Will Go. It's called The Gonzo Chronicles of Barry Dick, Supernatural Sleuth, Book 1. Just go to Amazon.com and look up Cyrus Alderwood, and you'll find that. You'll find a nice alien on the cover. And I'm on Book 2. I'm writing Book 3 now. In the series, I'm going to plan on having this sucker about 10 books long. Should be a fun. It's a fun series. I'm having a great time writing it. So I'd appreciate it if you get an opportunity. I don't do Patreon or anything. I just do the show for free. If you want to do me a solid, just jump on Amazon, buy one of my books. You'll get a book out of it. I'll get a couple of bucks out of it. We call it even. And I certainly appreciate your support and your time. Also, if you like one of the books, feel free and leave a ranking on there. Those help. All right, everyone. Thanks again for tuning in tonight. I certainly appreciate it. Let's go out with a little bit more music. Can't go wrong with that. Thanks again, everybody. I'll see you down the road.